topping up the Northern Living Allowance, building a new bridge in Whitehorse and recovery housing for men were a few of the proposals that key political players and advocacy groups in the Yukon advocated for during pre-budget consultations with the federal government. That's what Ryan Turnbull, the parliamentary secretary to the Federal Minister of Finance, told the news by phone from the Whitehorse Airport on July 29. He got an earful from Premier Mike Pemberton, Whitehorse Mayor Kirk Cameron, Council of Yukon First Nations, CYFN, Grand Chief Mathia Alatini and the Yukon Chamber of Mines while in the territory for meetings on July 28 and 29. Land claim agreements, the incoming health authority and health infrastructure, emergency response planning, Arctic security and the need for dual-use infrastructure for civilian and military purposes came up in those talks. Turnbull and Yukon MP Brendan Hanley met with Yukon representatives as part of pre-budget consultations. Unlike usual, the minority Liberal federal government elected this spring under Prime Minister Mark Carney's leadership is planning to release a fall budget. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, who is currently involved in a by-election against more than 200 other candidates to try to get a seat in Parliament, criticized the delayed budget. He argued Carney should deliver a budget sooner than later. While Turnbull highlighted some of what he heard in those conversations with Yukoners, a communications staffer for Turnbull noted the conversations were mostly confidential. Turnbull said the feds have signaled to the public its priorities on housing, defense, infrastructure and energy. He noted the federal government is looking internally at making cuts to operational spending to find cost savings. Every dollar that we save by cutting and hopefully achieving efficiencies in the federal government, we would be able to put up for investments into communities but really playing a different role than in the past, he said. Instead of doing big program spending, we would look to catalyze private investment. Turnbull heard about getting capital into the right hands when it comes to developing affordable housing and a desire from some housing providers and the chambers of commerce to look at models for community financing for housing. Where capital is raised more locally, and where the federal government may be able to help back some of those kinds of more community financing models which allow for a more flexible approach that takes into consideration the unique challenges and opportunities within the communities across the Yukon, which are very different, Turnbull said. Their sort of message was one size doesn't fit all, which we hear regularly when the federal government rolls out programs. Turnbull got asked about increasing the Northern resident deduction, a line item on the federal income tax form, from $11 to $13 a day and indexing it to the Consumer Price Index, commonly called CPI. A statement from the Premier's office calls for the Yukon to be part of the national conversation and investing in Northern infrastructure to better meet Yukon's financial needs. Pemberton's team said he generally discussed the cost of living, energy infrastructure, and healthcare and community building with Turnbull. Turnbull said the premier mentioned funding for a new surgical tower at the Whitehorse General Hospital. A statement attributed to the mayor indicates he advocated for ongoing investment in critical infrastructure and services. Cameron's communications team pointed to the city's long-term capital plans around transportation, water and wastewater infrastructure and building fire halls and recreational facilities. The Yukon Chamber of Mines homed in on power, permitting, and ports and other infrastructure during Executive Director Jonas Smith's meeting with Turnbull. Smith pushed for the proposed Yukon-British Columbia Electrical Grid Connection Project to be deemed a project of national interest. He wants the mine assessment and permitting regime to be more competitive and offer certainty for Yukoners, proponents behind projects and investors. The news reached out to CYFN to offer an opportunity to comment but didn't get a response before publication. Hanley said the point of the pre-budget consultations is to get a better picture of items like housing needs from the premier, mayor and business leaders. The purpose is to help inform the federal budget to be released this fall, in place of a fall economic statement, per Hanley. It is really seeking that kind of democratic input into the budget process, Hanley said. We're always anticipating the next budget, no matter where we are in the year. Traditionally, some of these conversations with UConn representatives would happen during UConn days in Ottawa when political and business leaders go to Canada's capital to liaison with the feds. I think there's a different tone to the travel this summer, where we all have budget considerations in mind, Hanley said. The news has been unable to confirm which new bridge project in Whitehorse Turnbull was referring to. His team was unable to confirm by the news print deadline. According to the City of Whitehorse's master plan for transportation, the city is planning to be the site of two new bridges. A new bridge for vehicle and pedestrian traffic from the industrial area to Long Lake Road and a new pedestrian bridge from downtown to the Whitehorse General Hospital area, also on Long Lake Road. According to the City of Whitehorse's master plan for transportation, the future sites of two new bridges are shown in this map. The light blue indicates a new multimodal bridge from the industrial area to Long Lake Road. The purple shows a new pedestrian bridge from downtown to the Whitehorse General Hospital area. Screenshot, City of Whitehorse Transportation Master Plan. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.